This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Boulder High School will resume classes tomorrow after a threat closed its campus today. Boulder police put the school on lockdown and later evacuated students and staff, but found no evidence of a suspect on site. Police Chief Maris Harold says a call came in around 8:30 this morning from a man who claimed he had guns and was ready to enter the school.
I have listened to this 911 call. It is very scary. In the background, you can actually hear shots being fired.
From Durango to Aspen to Fort Morgan, schools in at least a dozen other districts also went on temporary lockdowns after receiving similar threats. But no injuries or evidence of violence have been confirmed. Preliminary hearings against the accused Club Q shooter began today. A detective with the Colorado Springs Police Department testified that the 22-year-old alleged shooter entered the club wearing a ballistic vest and was armed with a rifle, a pistol, and an explosive device. Photos from the scene showed dozens of shell casings and multiple magazines of ammunition. The hearing is set to continue through Friday. And a Good Samaritan bill for those who call for help during a fentanyl overdose was approved in the Colorado House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. The bill would extend legal protections to those who seek help during an emergency involving fentanyl or related drugs. The bill reverses an item in last year's fentanyl law. This is CPR News. In Denver, it's 7 degrees. Craig, 6.